Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. SportsGrid Radio. Rocking with you here as we get ready for another big weekend of football. Full college football Saturday. NFL Week 3 coming up on Sunday. A lot to dive into. A full board. Tons of huge games. A lot going on as always. Mike Carver with you along with the encyclopedia of college football that is Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Weekend is here, Carver. Great action in terms of college and pro football. Nothing better. I'm chomping at the bit for our best bets, our picks, top 25 battles, who wins, who loses. And I tell you what, even those games on Sunday, I know your Bills have four players out on that defensive side of the ball. Does that affect their performance in South Beach? Only time will tell, baby.
It certainly will. We'll talk about that in hour number two, Joe, where I am a little, not going to lie, I am a little little nervous about that situation for them, especially having two starters in the secondary not in the mix. But we will kick things off, Joe, of course, with college football. We've got a ton of games to go through. Our weekly picks at the end of the hour, where I'm looking to get off the deck after a tough week number three, that's for sure. I know that you, at least I know one thing coming into this. You're not going to be picking the Duke Kansas game, so at least I know that.
No.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely
no,
not. No, no, absolutely
not. The anti-Joe Lisi game wants no part of Kansas and Duke coming up on
you
Saturday.
You know, that's not nice, Carver. That's really not nice. I think I found my picks from last week in the college, finally, because I think when I tweeted out a bunch of stuff and I was dead wrong, I think. And so I'll tell you what I did last week in terms of the college football. I'm going through it right now. I was 3-4. I had Vandy, which was a winner. I had BYU over, which was a winner, and Liberty were my three winners. I lost Indiana, Western Mich, G-Tech, and UCLA. So where I tweeted out the wrong thing, and entering last week, I was 8-6. So now I'm 11-10.
Yeah, I got to go back and do all the math on mine. I know it's been a rough couple of weeks, at least for me, to start things off. Joe, last week, I definitely 2-5 for me last week in terms of the picks on our show. But the funny part was, Joe, is that I actually thankfully did pretty good with adding live things and stuff like that where it ended up being not that bad of a day for me.
No, that's good. That's all that matters. At the end of the day, Carver, listen, at the end of the day, we know these games are crazy. We know that. They turn on a dime. And, you know, it's much different in terms of the capping perspective. And you know this, right? Just betting college football. It's like college basketball now, isn't it? It's like you have to weather these 20 and 30 point swings like at a clip. At a clip, it never used to be like that. You know why? Because teams don't play defense. So when you get an opportunity, you have to capitalize on it. Otherwise, the momentum, it just like once it swings, it's totally against you.
It certainly is. We're going to go through all the big games. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us. And I think, Joe, the game that kind of, you know, you always look for what's the game that kind of leads the weekend, what's the one that everybody's going to have the most eyes on. And then, listen, there's a couple of really good ones. I will talk about the Ohio State game. I don't think there's much to see there, to be quite honest with you, Joe. I really don't. I think that Ohio State's going to boat race the Badgers in Columbus on Saturday night.
Best bet for you?
Could be. I'm not sure yet. Could be. There's a chance that it is. But I think that the interesting thing for me is Tennessee. Mm. In Rocky Top against the Gators. I think that Tennessee's better than the Gators this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Heupel and Hendon, Hooker, are the better side. History, though, obviously, Joe, recent history tells you not so fast. Hold up before you go nuts laying the 10.5 with the Vols on Saturday at 3:30 at Neyland, because they've lost 5 in a row and I believe 16 out of 17, Joe?
Yep.
Is that the number? 16 out of 17?
They lost last year. They lost their fifth straight last year by a score of 38-14. They've lost the last five by 19.8 points per game. The last win came 5 years ago, so or 6 years ago. I mean, that's a lot of pressure. That's, you know, and I was asked today and get your take. Well, why do you go to the history perspective? You know, if it's different teams every year, right? And I get that, but I brought up this point. I said, recruiting classes for the top teams, right? The Clemsons, the Alabamas, the Ohio States that just dominate their conference every year. Yeah, it's different names on the back of the jerseys, but you're still getting 4- and 5-star talent, and the productivity is not dropping off. That's why.
We're just getting going. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, start diving into all the college action for Saturday after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Is the number. So as we were saying, Joe, history would tell you to back Florida. I will say, and I do believe that Tennessee's better team this year, and I do believe that Tennessee is going to win the football game.
Mm-hmm.
The 10.5 does cause you some concern because there's a chance you get the Anthony Richardson from the Utah game, right? And he was he was really good.
You get the Anthony Richardson from all of last year where he's breaking off 85-yard runs.
Well, yeah, but the Utah game, he was so good. But you could also get the Anthony Richardson from the last two games.
Or you might get the Anthony Richardson from last year where he was on the road in Death Valley and he chucked it all over the yard. Let's not forget that. You know, he did have a breakout performance in a big game against LSU's defense last year. Go back to the tape. So you never know. I mean, that's what you get. I mean, it's the unknown with Anthony Richardson. I will say, if we're just talking numbers, right, and we're in this business in terms of gambling, the ATS perspective, and we just talk about history and the trend, how can you buck that trend? 16 out of 17 years, Florida's won. How do you get in front of that?
Well, it's like you say, you were talking about this and then we went to commercial. There is a sense of 16 out of 17 years. It doesn't, we don't even have the same coaches. I mean, Heupel's been there 2 years and it's Napier's first year. Like, you don't even have the same coaches, players, et cetera, but there's just something about it. They just never get it done against this team.
It's the mental aspect. It's like, how can you say, okay, if you're Hendon Hooker, we're going to win. Okay, you fought. If you're trailing in the third quarter, you're like, what is it? We can't. No matter what we do, we just can't pull it out. That starts to creep into the mentality. I'll say this about Napier. ATS, 9-4 is an underdog in his tenure at UL Lafayette. That's important. He's an underdog coach.
Yeah. No, it's true. I the number probably is a little too heavy, Joe, but I think that this is a big spot for Heupel and Hendon Hooker to show that Tennessee maybe is back a little bit here. You know,
are you going to take them?
Back.
See, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this too.
It won't be on my card here today. It's not going to be on my card either.
It's not going to be on my card. Meaning for the
10.5 is very dangerous.
Right.
It's very dangerous.
Here's the thing. But we always talk about why books establish a line. It's getting us to think, right? If they put Florida as a 3-point dog, it's like, well, you know, it's almost a pick 'em. They'll probably get flooded with Florida money. If you put it at 10, 10.5, it's like, why are they so low? Meaning, why are they laying so much? And then people will just back maybe Tennessee blindly to just because they think something's up. And that's how sometimes they even it out. They'll say it's the metrics, or you know, the yardage gained and the yardage lost and the power rankings and I disagree.
Charts and graphs, Joe. What do you think of the total?
62.5. Yeah, but we saw in terms of Tennessee struggle against Pittsburgh a little bit in the first half of that matchup, right?
Yeah, second half. You know,
and if Florida runs the football, that could limit possessions for Hendon Hooker. Now we also have to keep an eye out for Hendon Hooker because he could bolt too. He's dynamic. I mean, this could be his Heisman Trophy run here.
Could be. Very well could be. All right, let's rip through a couple more games here, Joe. A couple of good ones before we get deep into the card. I know you love this Baylor-Iowa State game in Ames.
I do.
-2.5 for the Cyclones, 45.5.
Yeah.
The total here. Now, Iowa State, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, they won in Waco last year, right?
No,
they beat Baylor there?
No, they did not. Baylor beat them. They were 6.5-point favorite.
That's right. I remember that game now. Iowa State was – this was before Baylor really started getting cooking
last year. Baylor, correct.
Correct. And they were home dog.
I'll tell you what it was. It was the week before Baylor won this game last year in Waco and then went on the road to face Oklahoma State and lost by 10.
Gotcha. What are you thinking here, Joe? I know this is going to be one of your picks, so you don't have to. You can save who you like for the end, but just give me some thoughts on this game overall.
I think it's a hornet's nest in the sense of Ames is a very difficult place to play. Iowa State has not covered in 4 straight, but this line to open up at Iowa State an underdog, and now they're a favorite. I'm going with the line movement because I like Matt Campbell at home. I don't buy into the fact that this is the same Baylor offense with Chapin at the helm, and this front 7 of Iowa State is lights out. I mean, I know they shut down Iowa, nobody, but I think they could go toe-to-toe. They're holding opposing offenses to 63 rushing yards per game. I mean, that's the strength of Baylor.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the home team. It's a short number. The fact that it's under 3, I'm willing to lay it. I think they win it 7-10.
I like the under. I like the 40 under 45.5, Joe. I think this is a 17-13 type of game. I think it's in that kind of realm. There's a couple of really low numbers in college this week, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know this. When they get that low, they're that low for a reason. You might as well go under. Even when they get to 33.5, like Rutgers in Iowa. I mean, 33.5,
I don't know,
Joe.
Carver. I think you need to be 33.5. I know the trend for that game is like, most likely you'll go under. But if you're betting under, how could you watch it? Number two, you need to get your head examined. It's college football. Like it's not even the pros. It's 34 in a college game where these guys don't play a stitch of defense. You could have a Scarlet Knight or a Hawkeye bolting down the sidelines every 2 seconds. I can't take that under. You probably will. I know. Hang on, honey. We're not done yet.
When they're that low, you know, it's hard not to. I know you don't care about the Duke-Kansas game, so I won't go nuts with that. I think that Kansas wins, Joe, and I like the over 63.5. There you go.
I like both sides, too. You think Kansas covers, though, too, not just wins.
Yeah, I think they do cover.
I think they cover too. I think Duke will see that they're a fraud, meaning in the sense of,
well, you know,
not a fraud. Let me. I don't want to be derogatory. But
well, you've been derogatory towards this game all week. So why stop now? I mean, you don't even want people to enjoy a big shootout in Lawrence tomorrow.
It's the best game of the weekend. Best game of the weekend. Best game of the weekend. No, I'm serious. Best game of the weekend. It is. It's going
to
be
got the chance to be the most exciting. I'll tell you that. Could get the most. Might be the game that most looks like a pinball machine with the points. You never know.
All right, you're right. Can I just say this? Kansas offense, 68% third down conversion, second behind Minnesota.
All right. Let me squeeze one more in here before the break. Auburn off just an absolute beating at the hands of Penn State. Has Missouri coming in. Is Finley not playing? I saw Calzada is finished, right? Calzada's done. Is Finley going to play?
No. Finley's out for like 4 weeks.
So who would they get? Who?
He played last week. He's the Oregon transfer. Don't start. He's better than Calzada.
Hey, Zach Calzada. Remember, Calzada beat Alabama last year. Yeah, he beat Alabama last
year. You killed that kid's career.
I did. Calzone.
You called him Calzone, and ever since then, he got high on himself, thinking that he could beat Alabama, and now he's third string.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we'll come back, Joe. We got to rip through a couple of these a lot faster. We got Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. More Saturday's College after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got some picks coming up later. Second hour, we'll do all the NFL for the weekend. I'm going to pick this game, Joe, so I'll save that one. Penn State's laying 27.5 against the Chippewas of Central Michigan. You gave me, of course, 2 weeks ago at the Ohio game, this great stat about how Penn State mashes the MAC teams at home. But then this week, it sounded like you were backing off that a little bit. Like you weren't very steady on that. Are you in or are you out on Penn State? What's the deal?
I'm in on backing Penn State to win, but not cover. I think Central Michigan covers the 27.5. I think it's a very tough.
So you're going against your own data. You're going against
No. You just don't blindly bet the data. We were on the data when we took them with Ohio. I laid the 27.5 and 24.5. I laid 24.5 with Penn State 2 weeks ago against the Bobcats. Did they cover? They won by 39. I was dead right. They've won 8 straight over MAC teams. Okay. Last 6 by like 30. Now, because they won that by 39, they've won it like close to 40 points per game. But the line opened lower than where it was when they played Ohio. And we know that Central Michigan covered against Oklahoma State. They have a solid quarterback in Richardson and Lou Nichols. They run the football, and they can keep it close within the number. Penn State wins. They're coming off an emotional game where they pounded the rock for over 300 against Auburn and covered. Come on now.
TCU's laying 2.5 at SMU.
I'm going to take SMU.
70.5 the total. I'm on TCU.
You want to take the over? Come on. SMU owns TCU. I know. Yeah, but didn't they struggle last week against Maryland? Or they pushed Maryland, right? Maryland covered. But they won 34-27, which
was
were
nowhere near. That total was in the low 70s, too, and it got nowhere near.
Right. Right, so there's not going to be any defense with TCU and SMU. Sonny Dykes going up against his old team.
This is the Sonny Dykes Bowl here at SMU.
Right. Come on. No?
I don't know. I'm not going near the game. Louisville laying 14.5 against Jeff Scott. I'm sure you're on the Bulls. So
I am. I'm on the Bulls. Let me ask you. I think Scott Satterfield could be fired. He's 0-9 against top 25 opponents, but USF almost pushed Florida to the limit last week. I like them. I'm not sold on Louisville. They're checked out.
They're not beating Louisville, just so we know. Just South Florida's not beating Louisville.
They just have to cover the 14.
I know that, but you're talking about getting the guy fired. He'd have to lose the game outright to get fired.
All right, don't be shocked. It's been crazier things have happened.
I'm gonna bang the gavel on this
USF wearing all whites, by the way. They're wearing all whites.
Yeah, like I said to you on Twitter, I'll say it to you here. You gotta look good when you lose. All right, that's pretty
such
much
a
how
tough
it goes.
Guy. You're such a tough guy when a microphone's by.
All right, let's go here. Clemson into Winston-Salem. Big game here in the ACC. Number 5 Clemson. -7.5. This has been 7, 7.5, 7, 7.5, 7, 7.5. Right now, Joe, 7.5, 55.5 the total. Defense the key for me in this game. Once again, just like last year, I think Clemson shuts down the Wake Forest offense. I'm not a big believer in the Clemson offense, but I think they do enough to cover this number, Joe, and the defense carries the day.
I'm with you. They won 13 straight, the last four by 38 points per game. They rushed for over 300 last year. The line seems fishy, but I can't back Wake in any capacity. Give me Clemson.
You're picking the Texas Tech game, right? So I'll save a pick for
that.
That's
one of my best bets.
Minnesota's 3-point favorites in East Lansing. That's dangerous, Joe. That's very dangerous. I like Minnesota. We're both on them, but Michigan State coming off a tough loss on the other side of the country. I don't know. Home dogs here. That's a spot to take Sparty, Joe, if there ever was one.
I know. Sparty's won 5 straight. The last time they played was 2017, but I got to go with Tanner Morgan. Number 1 ranked third down offense, 77%.
How was the last time they played 2017? I'm not telling you it's not true. I know that this is the way they schedule in that conference is just this nonsense.
It's a joke. It is a joke, isn't it? I mean, here's the other thing, though, too, Carver. Can I just say this?
Go ahead.
They're giving up 11% on third down conversions. 11% and converting 77%, Minnesota. Mm. They're rushing for 312 yards per game.
Yeah.
Not 212, 312. What is this, Army? Give me Minnesota. I'm taking Minnesota. I can't. I'm rowing the boat straight to East Lansing.
Row the boat, baby. You think 16.5 is a little too heavy for Indiana at Cincinnati?
Yes.
A little too heavy,
that's
right?
That's a best bet.
Okay, you're on that game? Okay, I'll wait on that. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were on that
game. That's all right.
Miami couldn't cover a big number against Southern Miss at home 2 weeks ago. God, it would be nice if their offense showed a little something, Joe. 25.5 with the Blue Raiders coming in to Hard Rock tomorrow.
I don't know. What do you think is going to happen? Tyler Van Dyke came out. He said he hates playing at home. He played terrible. He sucked in College Station. I mean, here's the thing. I feel like this team is toast already. They're for one big game. They, wrapped it up. Mario, Big Chest. Where's Big Chest now?
Big Chest better get cooking.
First of all, for the moxie that he's got, he doesn't have any stones. He doesn't roll the dice. He's got a fourth and goal. He's down 17-3. When his big U is back, he kicks the field goal. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do, Joe? What are you going to do?
What do you mean, what are you going to do?
I don't. They're not that good. That's what it comes down to.
So are you laying it or are you taking it?
I would probably take the points with Middle Tennessee. That's what I would do. That's just me.
I would too. All right, go ahead.
I would take the points. Are we both in agreement that Wisconsin's going to get whacked in Columbus?
No,
is that pretty much.
No, I'm going to take the points.
Wow.
I hate his guts, Paul Christ. In the
sense
that
I can't believe the way that you drag this guy through the streets, and now you're going to take him in Columbus tomorrow on Saturday night. Are you kidding me?
It's 18.
You drag this guy around. No halftime adjustments. He can't coach out of a paper bag.
Am I right?
So now you're going to go take him in Columbus?
Yes! 18.5. It's the same recipe as Notre Dame. 16. I took Notre Dame from 15.5 straight up to 17.5. I have to take Wisconsin plus 18.5. You're telling me they can't keep it within the number? Just run every play.
I like Ohio State -10.5.
It's not a best bet, but I would take the points in that game.
First half, -10.5. CJ Stroud over 3.5 touchdown passes, +134.
You think he's going to throw 8 in this? 8 touchdowns.
Over 3.5. Come on.
All right.
We'll get him over the number.
All right, guys. All right, so we're against each other.
We're against each other. Nick's going to lay the hammer on Vanderbilt.
They're dead to me. Yeah, Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you're done with them now. Kick him to the side. They are. got you the ticket, so get him out of there.
Hey, that's all you care about. Swan is playing lights out. They got me the win as a 2.5-point dog in NIU. That's all I care about. 3 wins. I was on it at +145 over 2.5. That's all I care about. It was in the preview. I went on multiple records and everywhere. I went out in June and said it. I love Vanderbilt over 2.5. So I mean, they're dead to me now. That's it. They got me the win against Hawaii. They get me the win against NIU. What more can you ask for?
Florida State laying 17.5 against BC. Let me tell you, I know they're 3-0.
Oh, come on.
I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to lay 17.5 with the 7.
No?
So, no.
Carver, Boston College is averaging 48 rushing yards per game. 48!
Yeah.
No. Florida State's won 3 straight by 7.3 points per game. They moved to 4-0. All right.
The game that everybody is circling seems like everybody's been on here.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna stay off of it. And when you were telling me your list, I don't think you had it there either. The Trojans and the Beavers in Corvallis. Look. It's a different USC team than the one that lost to Oregon State, a year ago. I like the Beavers a lot, Joe, but, man, this has become everybody's on the Beavers, it feels like, in some spots. And it's weird. Some books, I know we talked about this already with the numbers, the percentages. Some books, everybody's on USC. Some books, everybody's on Oregon State. I would love to see the Beavers win this game on Saturday night, Joe, but I just don't know if I can jump with them. I just don't know if I can do it.
You're not going to – it's a hornet's nest. Just like I'm taking the – I don't care. As long as it's over 4, I'm taking them plus the whatever it is over 4. 5.5
right now. I like that 70.5. I'll tell you that. I like the over 70.
No, I'm not touching that. USC cannot stop the run. They're giving up .170 on the ground. You know what? Chance Nolan, give me Oregon State. It's too bad this game wasn't on the road because I love the road whites of Oregon State. But you know what? It goes back to the days of Matt Moore and Evanston Bernard. Give me Oregon State at home. And I tell you what, they're a dark horse to win the conference if they knock off USC. So that's all I have. I'm taking Oregon State.
Wow. All right, I like the over 70.5, right. So you know, okay. Joe, that's where I'm at with that. You're on Utah and Arizona State, so I'm going to hold that because we're going to come back. We're going to break in a moment anyway, and we're going to do all of our picks, Joe. So I tried to skip
and
over the games that we're making
some other
picks
games,
in.
Right?
Yes, if we have time in the last minute. Marshall laying 3.5 at Troy. Real fast, give me a pick for that.
I'm going to go Marshall coming off the loss.
I like Troy at home getting the 3.5 in that game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. The picks for college football week 4 on Carver and Lisi after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, and we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. It is time, Joe, for our weekly college football selections for week 4 on Saturday. All right, Joe, as usual, you may lead it off, sir. Where do you want to go first?
I did my record. I'm 11-10 going into this weekend. Big battle in Lubbock, sold out crowd. Texas Tech, they didn't step up for me, but now it's a sold out crowd. They've lost 4 straight to the Longhorns. Quinn Ewers might shoot up. I hope he plays because the last 3 games in Lubbock have been decided by 7.3 points per game. Give me Texas Tech holding opposing quarterbacks to 52% completion percentage and have only given up 3 touchdown passes all year. Texas Tech outright over Texas this weekend.
Wow. How about that?
But plus the
Red
points for the
Raiders.
Show.
I will say this. I probably lean to the points with the Red Raiders, but I think that the Longhorns are going to win the game, Joe. So just
okay.
So you know, I think
okay.
The Longhorns will win. I'm not as big on it as you are, but I do like the points. All right. First one for me. Every single year, Joe, since Loxley's been in College Park, the same story every year. great start in the non-conference. They beat up some couple teams. They beat up a team like, you know, SMU at home, get a big win. They start 3-0, and then they start Big Ten play. You want to know what happens when they get there, Joe? It don't go very well for Loxley and Tulia the last couple years. They have a tough one starting at the Big House against Michigan. This number 17, I don't think that's even close to what they're going to need, Joe. I am laying the 17 with the Wolverines. Boat race time for the Terps out there. Minus 17 for the Wolverines.
All right, we talk about Corvallis being a Hornets. That's Ames is a Hornets nest as well. I'm not buying into Baylor. I know they've covered four straight against Iowa State. I think the more complete team is the Cyclones. Hunter Deckers, Xavier Hutchinson. Xavier Hutchinson is leading the Big 12 in terms of receiving yards. I like Jahreel Brock. I like the defense of Iowa State. Give me the Cyclones laying 2.5. Again, I think they win it by 7 to 10 points. I like Campbell in this spot over Aranda.
Next one for me, Joe. I'm going out to Pullman. The Ducks splashing around, going to face the Cougars, Wazoo. Taking Washington State plus the 6.5 here. We saw Oregon last week paced BYU at home in a game they absolutely had to have after being embarrassed on national TV by Georgia to start the season. But I like this Washington State team a lot. They already showed you the guts they have going into Madison, beating Wisconsin. Played last week a game that could have been a letdown for them. They took care of business. I think home, getting points, not only could be in the game, could beat the Ducks outright, Joe. Wazoo plus the 6.5.
Yeah, Oregon's won 3 straight by 10 points per game, but I'm going to keep it there because one of my best bets is in the year. I'm going with the total over 57.5. To your point about Oregon, they've allowed 277 passing yards to opposing offenses. Cam Ward and Washington State only averaging 247, but I think they push tempo with Bo Nix, you know, try to get him into a high-scoring game. 57.5, we were on the total with BYU Oregon. It got through 61. I think it's a dead over in this ball game. It's minus 106 to the over. Give me over 57.5 Oregon and Washington State.
Wow, over 57.5. I like it, Joe. I wouldn't mind some points. That's probably going to be good for me. Next one, going to the Mountain West, and I'm taking a last stand at the Corral with Bonner and the crew for Utah State at home against UNLV. I know. Home dogs here for Utah State, defending Mountain West champs. Lost to Weber State already this year. I just got a feel, Joe, and UNLV is not ready for a spot like this. They're good again, finally, better than they've been. I don't know if they're good enough to go on the road and be favorites at the defending conference champs. Give me Utah State plus the 2.5 at home.
Yeah, I don't mind it. We're sitting on that ticket with Logan Bonner, so hopefully they go through. Yeah, all right, I'm going to the SEC. Going to the SEC matchup. Going back to the days of the Southwest Conference. Yeah. Texas A&M has won 9 of the last 10.
Yeah.
They lost this game.
Yeah.
They lost this game.
Let's go. I'm picking this game too, Joe. Let's go. Yeah.
Let's go head-to-head, baby. We were head-to-head against Penn State Auburn. You know how that played out. But anyway, A&M lost this last year. They were a 4.5-point favorite with Calzada at the helm. Now they get Max Johnson. Worst pass defense in Arkansas in all of FBS. 131 teams giving up 352 yards per game. I think the more complete defense is A&M. I think the more better quarterback in this ballgame right now, battle tested. I love KJ Jefferson, but Max Johnson has done it. Give me A&M laying the short number here.
I'm going to the total,
I said it.
Joe, so we're not going to be going against each other here. Now, that all those nice charts and graphs you just gave me about Arkansas, that's going to play in probably the week after that when they get destroyed by Alabama through the air and Bryce Young. But Texas A&M's offense is embarrassing. You watched them the last few weeks, haven't you, Joe? I don't care who they played. Their offense sucks, all right? I don't care who's playing quarterback either. They can't score, and their defense is good enough to slow Arkansas down. I'm on the under, Joe, 50.5 at Jerry's World. Texas A&M and Arkansas under 50.5 for me.
Last year, 20-10. I'm going close to home for you. Close to home. Notre Dame looked absolutely atrocious the first 3 weeks of the season. Didn't get the cover. We talked about taking Cal with the points. They almost won the ball game outright. They've won four straight against North Carolina. This line flip-flopped. Notre Dame was a point favorite. Now they're a point-and-a-half dog. You want to know why? Because North Carolina is coming off a bye week. Extra weeks of preparation, days of preparation. I don't care. Old man Mack Brown can't coach his way out of a paper bag. May is a young quarterback. They haven't owned Notre Dame. They've lost four straight. The last two by 12 points per game. And oh, by the way, North Carolina's front seven has given up 193 yards on the ground to opposing offenses. This is still a Notre Dame offensive line. They wear them down at the point of attack. Pine might throw two passes. It doesn't matter. Notre Dame by 20 over North Carolina.
I think you're a little strong with the 20. Probably didn't need to go that far. I was just going to sit here and say, I don't have a lot of faith in the Irish at Chapel Hill tomorrow. And then you got to go and, like, you know, try to put a little extra zing into it. Oh, by 20, you know, they're going to get embarrassed now. They're not going to get embarrassed. They might lose the game, but they're not getting embarrassed by North Carolina. Please. Some big football power. Mac Brown, get serious. Next, Raleigh we will go. UConn and NC State, Joe.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I'm taking the 38.5 with the Huskies. I'm going to, as I told you in week one when they covered the fat number against Utah State, they've got all that transfer talent that they brought in for us. So here's the main reason why, Joe, and I know this is a spot you always love.
Yes.
North Carolina State's got their Super Bowl next week.
Yep,
they're going to Clemson. That is a massive game on their calendar. And I got a feeling they're going to be looking ahead a little bit. Not to the point where they're going to lose the game or the game's ever going to be in doubt. But I think they could be looking ahead a little bit where they might get a little lead here and coast themselves in the second half. And that could allow you to be able to catch this 38.5 with UConn. I'm going to take it, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't get hurt. Don't get anybody hurt in that game for Clemson, which is they're already 7.5-point dogs. It's down 3 points. So, all right.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going out west. You heard the report about that gutless effort by Arizona State as a 20.5-point favorite against Eastern Michigan, right?
Yeah.
They lose the ball game outright 30-21. I told you I wanted to take Eastern Michigan on last week's show. You told me that would be a game that Arizona State would boat race them. They didn't. Herm gets fired. I don't care. Forget the metrics. The bottom line is we know Utah's great. They opened as a 14.5-point favorite. Immediately, staffers were leaking other info to school so that Herm gets fired. Well, you know what? Gutless Arizona State, you step up and you cover this number at home in Tempe. Plus the 15.5. Give me the Sun Devils.
Wow, little Sun Devils off of getting rid of Herm. Next one for me, Oklahoma has had their problems with Kansas State in recent history. There's no denying that, Joe. But
going with Adrian Martinez?
Oh, I am not going with Adrian Martinez. Oh, okay. I am going with Dylan Gabriel and the Oklahoma Sooners. I think that things change this year. I think you saw all you needed with Adrian Martinez when Tulane was at the Little Apple last week. I think that this is a different year. All that garbage the last few years where Kansas State's beating them, I think that's a reason why you're getting a little break on the number, too. 13.5 under two touchdowns. Oklahoma by 28-plus, Joe. They take care of Kansas State tomorrow night.
I have a nugget on that. I'll get back to that. You're absolutely right. Indiana. They were dead to me last week.
Wow.
I don't know what they were doing. They can't stop. I was on them as a favorite. They didn't step up. They win the ball game outright. I think they suck, but I still believe that this is not the same Cincinnati Bearcat team that we saw last year with Luke Fickell. I'm not sold on Ben Bryant. Everybody thinks, oh, yeah, group of five, Big Ten, 17. They might win, but they're not beating Indiana by 16.5. I'm sorry. This line is fishy. I think Sean Shiver scores. They might even win this ball game outright. I mean, they could be in striking distance. Give me the Hoosiers. I mean, come on. 16.5 on the road in Cincinnati. I think they're alive in this ballgame.
Wow. Last one for me. The Huskies of Washington have been very good to me here to start the year. I am staying there with Stanford coming up to see them at Husky Stadium. Liked it a lot better earlier in the week at 13.5, Joe, but I'm still willing to lay the 14 with Washington. This offense has been very good, very explosive with Penix. Stanford snail offense. They're awful. I know they scored a little bit against USC. I do not care. Minus 14 for me, Joe, with the Huskies late night Saturday.
Yeah, he's going to the
East
well.
Yeah.
Going to the well. A quick nugget about Kansas State. Adrian Martinez and K-State, they're averaging 115 passing yards per game. How are they going to beat Oklahoma?
No shot.
And let me just say this.
I think that's my favorite number out of all the ones that I'm playing.
I was on Oklahoma last year. They were laying like 11.5. They're up by 13, right? They kick a field goal. The kid on the field goal gets a personal foul. He punches the K-State player in the face. Yeah. So they get a 15-yarder on the kickoff. The kid runs it back 99 yards. 38-31 final. Yeah. That's how I lost Oklahoma last year. Sick as a dog with that one. Terrible. Yeah. But here are my picks. I'm 11-10. I'm going Texas Tech +7, Iowa State -2.5, A&M -2.5, Notre Dame +1.5, over Oregon Wazoo 57.5, and two big dogs, Indiana +16.5, and Arizona State +15.5.
For me, Joe, Michigan -17, Wazoo +6.5, Utah State +2.5. Under 50.5, Arkansas, Texas A&M, UConn getting 38.5, Oklahoma -13.5, and Washington Huskies -14. The week four picks for college football on Carver and Lisi. I need a big bounce back here, Joe. It's a big bounce back week for me. I feel it.
Let's get it.
I feel it. We'll come back, Joe. We'll end the hour with a very rapid fire, some very low-level games for Saturday. A couple really, really fast hits. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Finishing up the college. We'll get through all the NFL for week three coming up in the next hour. Does the quarterback situation, Joe, change you with Purdue at all? -16.5 against FAU?
I sort of like FAU to begin with, but I'm not touching that game. I would still take the points.
Man, still take the points. Kentucky's laying 26.5 to Rocky Lombardi in Northern Illinois.
I like NIU. Kentucky has Ole Miss on deck. I think that's a potential look at. NIU, I think you keep it close coming off the loss to Vandy.
Houston's had a rough couple of weeks. They're laying 17.5 at home against Rice.
It's not going to be enough. Meaning 34
won't
be enough. They're going to pace them.
Wow.
Pace them.
Look at you back in Houston this week with Holgorsen. You never back him. Wow.
No, I mean, Rice's defense gave up how much to USC? 70? 68?
I think Rice could be spunky in that game. Never know. Here
seriously?
We go. You think UCLA has no problem with 21.5 in Boulder? Carl Durrell. He's getting close to the chopping block. The chopping block for Carl Durrell.
UCLA has to show me consistency. Just win by 20+. That's all I care about.
That's all you care about. Mississippi State, Mike Leach laying 31.5 against Bowling Green. Jeez.
Bowling Green's head coach is out. Interim head coach, he's got health reasons.
I already made
won't
a chop
the
there.
Sidelines.
Huh? Health reasons.
No, not chopped. He's got health. He's stepped aside. Interim staff.
Yeah, sure.
But they're coming off a win. They're coming off a win over Marshall.
Prior to
that Marshall game, they were giving up 51 points per game.
Lay the 44.5 with Georgia too. Number one Georgia against Kent
State.
You
want to get in the way of that?
All right. We'll come back with the NFL, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
Well, What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.